final game. Game is scheduled to start at 3 p.m. And so we
hopefully you can hear me now. Not really sure what's going on. I've done all the proper things, but hopefully you can hear me, Bulldog fans. Bulldogs have two outs in the bottom of the first inning. Castillo was struck out. So now the Bulldogs are going to send Hernandez up to the plate. Hernandez hits it. It's going to be shallow center field. It's going to be caught. And the third out of the inning. So after one, the game's going to be all tied up 0-0. Both teams able to get a leadoff runner on first, but nobody able to capitalize from there. So Ivor will head to the mound with Pena pitching. All right, I want to say thanks to the sponsors for supporting this broadcast as well, Pump Specialist and Thunderbird. Pump Specialist, contact for all your oil field service needs in West Texas. Go Bulldogs, bring it home. Thunderbird Services, contact for all your downhole well needs. Finish it, Bulldogs. Miss Giddy's freeze-dried sweets and treats, proudly supporting the Ira Bulldogs. Taylor family, go win it, boys. We are so proud of you. I think I lost you for a minute there. Sorry about that. Not sure what happened. Bulldogs, it's all tied up after one inning, 0-0. Chester's able to get a leadoff single, first pitch, first hit. But after that, Pena was in control for most of the game, or most of the inning. Gets all the way out with no damage done. Very similar story for Ira in the bottom of the first inning. Pena was walked as the leadoff batter, and then after that, the Chester pitcher really able to be pretty accurate and get the Bulldogs out. So, up to bat for Chester. It's going to be Will Thomason, who is the opposing pitcher and the number four batter for Chester. Top of the second inning, 0-0. Here's Pena getting ready for the pitch. Called strike one. Great pitch by Pena. On the inside. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Swing! And he's going to foul that off behind home plate. So now Pena's got an 0-2 count. That pitch is going to be a ball. Now a 1-2 count. No run scored, no runners on here in the top of the second inning. There's the pitch from Pena. This one's going to be fouled back behind the dugout again. Pena gets a new ball, gets set on the mound for the 1-2 pitch. Here's the pitch, low and away for a ball. Here's the 2-2 pitch from Pena. Swings. This one's going to be fouled down the third base line. So a 2-2 count. And you get set. Here's pitch. Bounces in the dirt for a ball. Now the Bulldogs find themselves facing the number 4 batter for Chester, and he's working his way to a full count. And you get set on the mound. Here's the full count pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike 3. So now it will be Biddick up to bat for the Yellow Jackets, the catcher. 1 out for the Bulldogs in the top of the second inning. Score is 0-0. Swing and a miss. Strike 1. With an 0-1 count, 1 out. Top of the second inning, Pena gets set for the next pitch. Ooh, inside for a ball. So now the count is 1-1 with 1 out. Here's the pitch. This one's going to be hit back to Pena. It's going to get all the way to shallow center field before Collier gets it. It's the cutoff man. Now Chester's got a runner on first with 1 out in the bottom or top of the second inning. And they're going to send up Davison, the third baseman, who I believe is the lone senior on the roster. Davison hits it foul down the into the third base. There's a net over there, so the third base net. Oh, 1 count, 1 out. Top of the second inning. Runner on first for the Yellow Jackets. Here's the pitch. This one's going to be hit to the third base line. Santos gets it, bobbles the ball. He's able to throw it to first. They're going to call him safe. Just that exchange from the glove to the hand. Slips up a little bit. Santos going for the double play. Dropped it, but instead, the Yellow Jackets will have a single. So now they're going to have runners on first and second with 1 out in the top of the second inning. The score is tied 0-0. But Bulldogs facing just a little bit of a hole here. They're going to have to climb out of. There's the pitch from Pena. It's going to be foul. Gilzo, the batter for Chester, the right fielder, and he tried to bunt. There we go. Should be back live again. I think that last runner was walked by Pena. So now Hernandez walks over to him to give him a little bit of a talk. Bulldogs down 1-0, top of the second inning. There's 2 outs, but Chester's going to have the bases loaded as they send up the shortstop, Jackson Gay. Here's the pitch. That one's going to be a ball, but it looks pretty close. Here's the pitch. This one's going to be hit too short. Claxton gets it, bobbles the ball.
and Chester will score another run on another error from the Bulldogs. Right there, and I don't know if they'll call it as an error or not, but again, it's just that exchange from the glove to the hand that hasn't bothered the Bulldogs all season, but I don't know if it's just being a state or the humidity. It seems like the Bulldogs are a little bit jittery now.
Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike one.
Bases are going to be loaded for Chester. Two outs. 0-1 is the count. The top of the second inning, Ira trailing 2-0.
Here's the pitch from Pena. They're going to say missed high there, but it was close. Here's the 1-1 pitch. They're going to say ball there, too. This one's going to be hit to right field. Corey running under, Hernandez running underneath it. It's going to be a foul ball. I thought it was going to carry a little bit further than it did. It ended up falling 10 feet or so past first base. Hernandez made a dive to try to catch it. Doesn't get it, but it'll be foul, so no harm. Now the count is 2-2 with two outs in the top of the second inning. Chester leading 2-0. They've got runners on all of them. Bases are loaded. Here's a 2-2 pitch from Pena. Oh, that one was close, but they're not going to give it to him. Stump seems to have a little bit of a tighter strike zone. It's been several close call here. Here's the 3-2 pitch. This one's hit back to Pena. It's going to go over the second base back. Chester's going to score one run. They're going to have one come in. There's going to be a little bit of a play at the plate, but they'll end up with two runs on that single. That one just a ball. I mean, it bounced. I'm not a bounce on the second place or the second base bag. Rolls into the outfield, and now Seth Goodwin's going to take a timeout and go talk to Pena. And while he's doing that, I'm going to play some music and make sure our stuff is set, and then we'll be back with you momentarily. Here. Hopefully we're live now. Juarez up to bat for the Bulldogs with a 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three there. Battled around Thomas and made him hit some, but now the Bulldogs have two outs in the bottom of the second inning, trailing 4-0. Right now all of the momentum seems to be on Chester's side, but the Bulldogs going to send up the other, another senior, Caden Forey, who's also hit some or had some great at-bats for the Bulldogs throughout this playoff run. Here's a pitch low for a ball.
Thomas been nibbling at those corners, really on that outside corner, but he's been successful hitting it a number of times, just missed a little bit wide there.
Yeah. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Swing and a miss, strike.
Gets the third baseman playing way up in the grass. Almost like he's fielding a bunch. That'd be like a bull in here right across his face.
One, two, count for the Bulldogs. If you're hearing this, I'm not sure that we're live, but I hope we are. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike there. So after two, Bulldogs trailing 4-0 against Chester. They're going to send Pena back up to the mound to try to dig out of this hole that they found themselves in. But sometimes when Jaron gets angry and pitches hard, that ends up being a really good recipe for the Bulldogs. So we'll hope for that to happen here. I want to say thanks to the sponsors, Coggill Family Clinic. Just like our Ira Bulldogs, where health and family's health deserve top-notch care. At Coggill Hospital and Family Clinic, we're here for you every step of the way. Whether you're expecting a new addition to your family, need a checkup for the kids, or specialized care for grandparents, we've got you covered. Our full OB services are designed to support you from pregnancy through delivery, ensuring both mom and baby are in the best of hands. At Coggill Hospital and Family Clinic, we're committed to helping your family grow and thrive. Our state-of-the-art medical services means you get best care right here at home, from advanced diagnostics to compassionate family care. We've got everything you need under one roof. Multiple providers to choose from, you can find the perfect fit for your family's needs. Our team of experienced doctors, nurses, and specialists are ready to take care of you with personalized, high-quality care here in Snyder. While you're cheering on the Ira Bulldogs, remember that we're cheering for you and your family's health. This is not Coggill Hospital and Family Clinic, where your health is our victory.
Dad, you might have preached a sermon shorter than that.
No, I'm not.
But it is good to know. Yeah. Can't be covered. You know?
Yeah.
I'm really interested to see how Pena responds, as you mentioned, because really, I guess he didn't hit the ball very hard that last inning. That's a bunch of runs scored against what were really pretty good pitches. Just did not make the plays in the field. So he's due for some breaks here. He just keeps on strike.
All right, there's a foul ball first pitch. Yeah, like Mr. Luff was saying, I think the difference in the game, you can see it in the scoreboard right now, and the Bulldogs really lucky to only be down 4-0 when there's three errors on your side and zero from the opposing team. Really, they've not hit the ball well, and honestly, the Chester pitcher has not just pitched it phenomenal. The Bulldogs just seem to be a little bit anxious and need to settle in. Here's the 0-1 pitch from Pena. That's the ball.
That's a long wait. On a delayed start already today, but you've been here since Monday, and everybody else here in this 1A state tournament coming from a not too far away.
Yeah.
So the trip for the Bulldogs a lot farther. There's a lot of energy for them waiting to come.
The 1-1 pitch is going to be hit to shallow center field, picked up by Collier. Yeah, Winchester has hit it. It has seemed to be right up that baseline, back towards Pena. They've had three or four hits. They've had five hits in the game, and I would say three or four of them have been right up that way.
And that's the pitch of Thomason getting the single there for Chester. Just another ball that he hit it solid, but not hard. It was kind of a looper. Just have not squared up Jaron at all yet, but still finding a way to get on both. I guess we'll have a courtesy run right here.
Yeah, it's going to take Thomason out and send in number six, Swanson. Biddick will be the batter for Chester. He's the number six in the order. 4-0 is the score in the top of the third inning. No out. Runner on first for the Yellow Jacket. Here's the pitch from Pena. It's going to be bunted. Pena grabs it, tosses it to first for an easy out there. The runner takes off towards third. There's nobody covering third.
the bunt. Santos and Pena both ran forward to cover it. The runner was able to advance to second. The Bulldogs get the out at first, but the runner on second turns, recognizes there's nobody on third, gets to third base. So Santos doing his job there to just be in bunt coverage, but his shortstop there and Aiden Flash has got to be over to third base. He's needed there. And heads up base running right there by Chester.
One out, top of the third inning, runner on third for the Yellow Jackets. Here's the pitch. This one's going to be fouled.
So Skilvin got the infield up on the grass to kind of cut this run at home with only one out. That position to be in here to keep that runner from getting across home plate.
Here's the 0-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike.
Base runner getting a very healthy secondary lead off the pitch. I'm not sure that pick play to third might not get him in a world of trouble here. I think he throw another strike.
Here's the 0-1 pitch. This one's going to be hit to shortstop, fielded by Claxton. He throws it first for the out. The runner on third for Chester is able to score, but the Bulldogs get the second out of the inning.
That aggressive running at third kind of paid off there. He has such a large secondary lead that there was really no way for Claxton to throw home and get him out. He had to go to third. You give us a run to just secure that second out.
Two outs, top of the third. Here's the pitch from Pena. This one's going to be fouled back behind Castillo. Now an 0-1 count. Nobody on the bases for the Yellow Jackets. Two outs, top of the third. They're going to call that one a ball.
And the only one walked so far. He's been around the plate. He's kept Chester putting the ball in play, giving his guys a chance to back him up. Still not really having any control issues so far.
Here's the 1-1. Swing and a miss. Strike.
Nice breaking ball in the out of half. Wouldn't mind seeing him do that again. Maybe stretch in a little bit more and see if he can get the batter to stay after another one.
2-2 count. Or 1-2 count here with two outs. Here's a pitch. This one's going to be hit. Another little blooper. Hernandez runs over. Ball's going to fall fair. Doesn't even get out of the infield. They're just hitting it right into the gap behind second base.
Kind of looks like a chipping wedge on the golf course. I mean, I don't think they could have thrown it out there in any better spot where it couldn't be caught. But definitely not hit well at all. Off the handle of the bat. Just nubbed it over Pena's head and in between the shortstop second base.
So now the Yellow Jackets will have a runner on second, two outs, top of the third inning, leading 5-0. Here's the pitch from Pena. Swing and a miss. Strike.
First pitch strike. Pena heading the count. Kind of forcing some weak swings against two strike counts, but... catching all the breaks on those
points. Hopefully a break will catch here for the Bulldogs and some momentum on their side. Here's the 0-1. I guess that one might have been high for a ball. It looked like a good pitch.
Pretty good looking breaking ball there. A little high and inside, but for the left team, home strength.
So 1-1 count. Here, two outs, runner on first. Bulldogs trailing 5-0 on the top of the third. Called right there.
Same breaking ball that time, just a little lower in the zone. I think this umpire does not like the upper half of the strike zone. He's going to give you a strike there below the waist.
I believe the count is 1-2, but on the scoreboard they have it 0-2 with two outs. But either way, we know there's two strikes. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. So the Bulldogs going to head to the bottom of the third inning, minimize some runs,
Chester's got a lot of momentum here, but there's a lot of Warrens in the stands looking to kind of try to pump up the boys here. Is it time to play some baseball and start digging your way out of this hole?
15 outs to work with. One scratch soon later. This game kind of mirroring the earlier game in that a big inning racked up by one team. Another team just waited too long to kind of get going. But in that case, had back-to-back huge innings. He kept him just one run there. Five runs that I don't know how many times I've been held under 5 runs this year, but it hasn't been very many. So it's time to get it going.
Absolutely.
And the pitcher's not throwing anything that looks just crazy.
No, he's kind of a Greg Maddux-ish approach. He's not overpowering anybody. He's got a simple breaking ball, but he's managed to put his fastball, even though it's not a lot of heat, into that outside corner where you're not just getting a lot of really easy pitches to square up. But maybe he misses some spots here and gives some guys a chance to put the ball in play.
Absolutely. I want to say thanks to our sponsors, Redbird Boutique. Stop by Redbird Boutique in Colorado City to see an assortment of gift ideas. Proud supporter of the IRA Bulldogs. Summer McCallum Photography. For all your school sports photography, contact Summer McCallum, who I believe is here somewhere. I saw a picture she took. So make sure to go check out her Facebook page and see all the sports stuff she does. IRA Testers. For all your testing needs, call IRA Testers. Proud Bulldog supporters. Up to bat for the Bulldogs is going to be the sophomore Collier. On deck will be Santos, and then Pena, the one batter, will be in the hole for the Bulldogs. DJ's had some good hits, again, in this playoff run, as all of the Bulldogs have, and really a big helping point, I guess, or a big power point for the Bulldogs is the bottom of their batting order has batted very well. Here's a pitch. This one hit by Pena to the shortstop. Grabs it, swings it over to first for one out.
I can see that, though, after an inning where you struck out three times, putting the ball in play is never going to hurt you. Make the defense play. Shortstop there for Chester just trying to make a solid routine play just now.
It'll be Santos up for the Bulldogs, the number 9 batter who's had some key hits, looking to make something happen and kind of start off the bottom of the third inning. Ball one. Bulldogs down 5-0 with one out here in the bottom of the third inning. Santos with a 1-0 count. Here's pitch. That one's going to be low for ball two.
Both of those balls not missing by much here on the outer half, maybe a little bit low. But Blue
staying
consistent, I feel like, for both clubs, which is what you want to see in
a
big tournament.
Here's the 2-0 pitch. Called strike there. Santos battling through the at-bat. 2-1 is the count with one out. Bottom of the third inning, Bulldogs down 5-0. Here's pitch. Swing and a miss there.
Kind of got away with a breaking ball there that kind of hung out, but it hung up in such a way that it was really hard to go up and get. Call your tribe, but it's not a good spot.
Here's the 2-2. That one's going to be outside for a ball, maybe low two.
Maybe you mentioned earlier a lot of deep counts that first inning. Certainly, Jaren Payne has faced more batters than Justice pitcher, but he's kind of deep in counts. His pitch count is probably still pretty significant at this point.
Here's the full count pitch. This one hit by Santos to the shortstop, fielded, swung over to first. Goes over the head of the first baseman. Santos going to stay at first.
Got up into the back of the dugout, I think, and bounced back out. So Santos will get to move up to second base. Count rules here.
So there you go. All the momentum so far has been for Chester, but there you go. Santos, the number 9 batter for the Bulldogs, comes up with a huge at-bat. Gets on base. I don't know if they'll count it as a run or not, but he gets on base. Now he's over at second. And number 9, Jaren Pena, will be up for the Bulldogs.
Board's already given an error there. It's an almost identical play that last at-bat. Just putting him in play gives you a chance, and that bad throw puts you in business here with an error in form position. Oh.
That one over the head of Jaron, and Jaron had to duck.
I might say rare one for the team, but I think this is as a batter that you prefer to go swing stick and then put one in the gap like he did to start the business in Lubbock against Morton in the regional final.
Absolutely. Here's the 1-0 pitch. This one's hit by Pena to right field. Right fielder's running backwards. He's going to catch it. Santos stay at second.
Yeah, a little bit of a fundamental mistake there by the base runner on a ball that deep. Probably need to go ahead and tag, but in the illness in the right field, took 4 or 5 steps hard forward and then started running backwards like he was in trouble, and he really had to make a pretty tough catch that Scott might get over his head. So hard to blame Santos for not thinking he might have a chance to score on a ground ball.
Claxton be better for the Bulldogs here. Pitcher does not like the lead that Santos has and is staring at him for a long time. He steps off the mound to reset. 5-0 is the score here in the bottom of the third inning.
Ooh. Yeah, that's the first time that outside corner stretched a little bit further than I think it should for that corner.
Yeah, 0-1 is the pitch there, 2 out. Bulldogs have a runner on second. Santos, who is fairly quick. Swing and a miss. Strike there for Claxton. Now Claxton finds himself in a hole with an 0-2 count.
The breaking ball in the outside corner, but when you see a strike called so far out for strike one, it kind of gets in your head. It's hard to lay out those pitches that are out there.
Here's the 0-2. Claxton gets it. It's just to right field. Looks like it may go foul, and it does.
Good job by Claxton just fighting off an outside pitch there after the first two he's seen to just put it out there somewhere and keep the eye on it.
0-2 count, 2 out. Bottom of the third inning, Bulldogs have a runner on second. Looking to have a 2-out rally here with a little bit of momentum. Here's the pitch. This one hit by Claxton to right field. Right fielder runs up to get underneath it. It's going to fall foul.
Man, I almost got in the danger zone here. When the full screens got added at all the minor and major league ballparks, a lot of base courses weren't built for them. They've actually got poles out in the field of play. It's foul territory, but they're not part of the structure. They're added on. Right fielder nearly met that one that full screen.
Yeah, yeah. It's maybe 3 feet from the foul line to the pole, if that. The Claxton still with an 0-2 count, 2 outs. Runner on second for the Bulldogs in the bottom of the third inning. Here's the pitch. That one's going to be outside for a ball.
Everything from Thomason here, the fifth pitcher, outer half, either breaking ball or fastball, he has not really come into the middle part or the inside of the plate at all.
Here's the 1-2 pitch. Going to be way outside. Santos gets back to second safe. Catcher saw a big lead from Steven, so he threw it second. Able to get back safe. So now Claxton battles his way back from an 0-2 count to a 2-2 count with 2 outs in the bottom of the third inning. Bulldogs down 5-2-0, but have a runner here. There's a swing and a miss. Strike 3. So with that, we'll head to the top of the fourth inning. Bulldogs offensively have just not been able to get much going, trailing 5-0. I don't have a pitch count. I haven't been able to find one. I've been trying to keep track of it a little.
Now, yeah, that was the 10th batter that Chester has faced. Jaron Pena, on the other hand, has already faced 16 batters. So he's got to be up there, though, because a lot of these at-bats have gone into some deep count, certainly for the Bulldogs. Just not managing to get on base. Unfortunately, in 9 outs and 11 batters, 6 of those strikeouts. And you just cannot be successful striking out.
By my count, I've got Thomas at around 40 pitches, and I've got Jaron at around 60, which typically I've called games where Jaron hasn't pitched 50 pitches in a game. So Chester's certainly been able to hit the ball, those little dinks, just kind of right over the second base line. Bulldogs really going to have to get something going here. They're a hard-fought team. They're an older team. Certainly older than Chester, he's got one senior, so the game's not over by any stretch of the imagination, but they're going to have to get in and get out this inning and get some offense going.
And it doesn't matter if you're talking college ball, pro ball, 1A, 6A, putting the ball in play makes people do things. It makes the defenses work, and really that's the difference in the game right now. No one is really hitting Darren Payne for Chester, but they're putting it out there, forcing Iowa to make defensive plays, and you forced that a little bit with Chester. There are two tries that made an error one time, so Iowa's going to have to match them for getting the ball out there and play and make some things happen. Just by getting the ball out there and not striking out for me.
It's going to be the Lefty Johnson, top of the order batter for Chester. He's one of one. But he is one that has put the ball in play both times. Here's the pitch from Pena. Swing! Maybe foul.
Got the catcher there pretty good. Umpire doing good unwritten rules there and going out and talk with Darren Payne and handing the baseball directly and let the catcher cover. I think he took that one maybe in his forearm there. Maybe it's hit. We're talking to the batter about it. Yeah. Give each other some knuckles there saying, hey, man, my bad. Sorry to beat you up there, buddy. Coach Goodwin comes out to check. Everybody looks good.
Yeah. And I know Castillo enough to know he's tough. Well, I have that he swung and they called it a strike, but on the board they've got it as a ball.
Yeah, I think it was a foul tip for sure, so it should be a one.
Here's the pitch. And low for a ball.
Yeah, looks no worse for the wear. Kind of moved out there comfortably to get that outside pitch and got it back to the same. He looks like he's on.
Here's the 1-1. Called strike there. One and two is the count. Jared telling Aiden and Hernandez, scoot toward second base.
I'm tired of seeing those not well hit balls find their way up the middle.
Here's the 1-2. This one's going to be a blooper down the first base line, picked up by Jared, who just runs and touches the base by himself for the first out of the inning.
Very athletic play. Kind of noticing a catcher-like mentality from Pena. If he's going to feel the ball, he takes that hat and he swings it and gets rid of it. So he's got a clear angle on the baseball. That second ball, he's fielded now where the hat has been discarded. Then he helps us make a good play.
Jaron was the catcher for the Bulldogs for the first 3 years. He come in and pitch for a few games, too. So there you go. Maybe his roots showing a little bit there. One out, top of the fourth inning. Bulldogs down 5-0. Here's the pitch. That one's going to be in the dirt for a ball.
Jackson Gay, the hitter, also got in a hit already today.
Swing and a miss. Strike there. So 1-1 count for the number two hitter, Gay. One out for the Yellow Jackets in the top of the fourth inning. Here's pitch from Pena. Ball. Just got a notification on my iPad for the Cross Plains IR game. I could miss in line if I would like.
Hey, Rick.
2 weeks behind.
If you press play on that, will it reverse what's happening right now?
Maybe. 2-1 pitch right on the inside corner for a called strike.
Jaron doing some things that you have not seen from Thomas and Chester, which is pitch to the inner half of the plate. And a lot of success in there.
Here's 2-2. This one's going to be put in play towards second. Hernandez gets it, throws it to Coy for the out. Bulldogs defense seems to be settling into the game here after some early errors.
And still at this point, that's just another inside fastball that's batted into his bat head around and gets it off the handle and just hits a really slow roller to second. And no one has hit Pena hard yet in the 19th.
Here's the pitch from Pena. It's going to be fouled back into the net. two out, top of the fourth inning, Ira trailing 5-0. Here's the 0-1 pitch. This one's going to be hit to right field for a single.
Take first baseman for Chester, and 2-3 already low. But that's another goal. He hit hard enough to get it out into the outfield, but it was a slow looping line drive. It was not a sharp line drive at all. The brakes, unfortunately, it's not a three-game series here.
Yeah.
But, the brakes have got to turn at some point, so I was like.
Now two outs, runner on first for Chester. That one's going to be a ball.
Ben, you're absolutely right about the changing velocity. You can tell he's not happy about his base runners. A little extra hump on his first fastball.
Here's a pitch from Pena. This one's going to be fouled off into the paid-for box seat where nobody's at. So that ball will sit there for forever, probably. 1-1 is the count. Two outs, top of the fourth inning. Bulldogs trailing 5-0. Yellow Jackets with a runner on first. Here's pitch from Pena. Oh, right there.
One at first, kind of getting goofy there before Pena even delivered to the plate. Took off 3 or 4 steps and then stopped like he wasn't sure what he was doing. A pickoff throw might be where they did.
This one's going to be hit back to second. Hernandez gets it, tosses it to second. Claxton covering for the third out of the inning. So the Bulldogs defense comes through there. No runs scored by the Yellow Jackets. First time since the first inning. So the Bulldogs are going to head into the bottom of the fourth, down 5-0. So that they're going to have the number 3 hitter up to bat, Castillo, with Hernandez on deck and Coy in the hole. Say thanks to our sponsors. Make sure we get through all of these. There was a lot of them for these state games. Bulldog Cafe. Stop in and eat with us at the Bulldog Cafe. Great food and proud supporters of the Iowa Bulldogs. Good luck at state. Perception Back Services. Perception Back Services is a family-owned vacuum trucking company. Services Kerr County and the surrounding area. Located in Iowa, Texas, across from Bulldog Corner. Call or text to schedule a job at 325-436-3641. That's 325-436-3641. Looking through here, stand up. The Bulldogs fans have traveled well. Lots of orange in the stands rooting on the Iowa Bulldogs, and that might be helpful here. The humidity is just something different and very tiring for some West Texas boys, but you're going to have to find some energy somewhere if you're going to keep this game close and dig out of the hole.
It kind of the feeling that the shade covering a good portion of the stands tonight with a lot of fans up underneath the shade, so they're not getting burnt up by the heat and humidity. And so, you know, right down here on the front row right by the field and some up behind, and you put them all together, it is a really significant group. A lot of orange.
Looking here, Thomason has thrown 6 Ks so far this game, and that is not very common for the Bulldog hitters. They typically have put the ball in play here, and I would think maybe this is where it starts for you with Castillo, the number 3 hitter for Ira, up to the plate.
Just need someone to sort of pop the cap on things and get him going. I think one hit, if you're looking for that first hit, will go a long way.
There's going to be the hit to right field by Castillo, and it's going to be an athletic play by the right fielder who just got lucky.
He is not a prototypical outfielder build at all.
No.
Number 9, kind of a huskier hit, but ran up and got a hold of that one in a sliding catch on what looked like a sure run drive. But still promising, it was a ton of time, putting the ball in play hard like that.
I think it really can do a lot for the guys down the line in order to feel some confidence that they go up and do the same thing.
Junior Hernandez, the number 4 hitter for the Bulldogs, will be up. steps out of the box, steps away from the plate, out of the box. Now he steps back in. Here's pitch. Outside for a ball. It kept reminding me of, you know, like the Sandlot when they send.
Yeah.
Except it wasn't over his head. It's almost like he fell and he looked up and the glove was in his, the ball was in his glove.
Hold your glove up, Small.
That's right.
Yeah, it's not a, he just kind of put his glove out. The slide was the most athletic part, but I think the glove just sort of thrown out in front of his body and it happened to land where the ball was. It just did not look like he even thought he would cut. He was a little surprised himself.
2-0 is the count for Hernandez here. There's going to be a called strike there.
That's a lucky breaking ball. I think he meant to leave it in the inner half of the plate, but it sort of just spun over that inside corner.
Here's the 2-1. This one's hit by Hernandez to left center field. Center fielder runs up and makes a catch. That'll be the second out of the inning. Hernandez upset, but as Mr. Lutzer said, just putting the ball in play, that's when good things are going to happen for the Bulldogs. But now they're going to need a little bit of a two-out rally. Try to at least just get on the board.
Another weird play there for the center fielder just because he was there underneath it, and he looked like he got nervous and sort of did a leaping grab that wasn't necessary at all. But I'm sure all these guys anxious for their first try, and kind of the first time I've put the ball in play in the outfield.
Here's Coy up to bat for the Bulldogs. This one's going to be fouled down the third base line right towards the Bulldog dugout. 5-0 is the score in the bottom of the fourth inning. Two outs as Coy's up to bat for Ira. He's got an 0-1 count on him. Here's pitch. Called strike there.
Having a similar breaking ball, the one that was thrown just a batter earlier. I don't think he really got the break he wanted, but it just hung over that inside corner, stayed in the zone.
Here's the 0-2. That one's going to be outside for a ball.
Pitching coach, you like that ball in the dirt outside, and really I hit it with a good job by Corey away off of it.
2-1 is the count, 2 outs. Bottom of the fourth inning, Bulldogs trailing 5-0. Here's the pitch. That one's going to be low for a ball. Good eye by Coy there. Here's the 2-2. Over the head of Coy for ball number 3.
That's the third time that a ball has, a breaking ball just has not broken and has floated over the head of a hitter. Would be the worst thing to just let one of those hits in the back and give them a base runner, expecting a two-strike count.
Absolutely. Here's the full count. That was going to be outside for a ball, so Foy's going to get on base.
Good job there and starting off 0-2 to lay off some of those approximate pitches in the outside corner and get on base there. Maybe two-out rallies just what the Bulldogs need.
And it's going to be the senior Juarez up to bat for Ira, who has been a good pressure hitter for the Bulldogs this postseason run. Chester pitcher steps off the mound. Juarez going to step out of the box. Coach Goodwin going to call time. I bet he does a courtesy runner for Coy. Yep. That'd be Evan Davis for the Bulldogs coming in. The courtesy run for Christian Coy.
The nice thing about high school baseball, you can re-enter the game after being substituted for it. So Coy can return to first base. It's really supposed to do that.
Imagine it. Coy is a great young man, but he is not the fastest.
I'm not saying Christian is first base, but I'm willing to bet Mr. Davis gets a little bit more speed here on the base.
I think that's exactly what Coach Goodwin was going for, expecting Dimitri to put the ball in play here.
Most athletic play in the regional final was made by Coy at first base, an outstanding catch and tag.
Absolutely. That one's hit by Juarez. It's going to be down the left field line. Ball foul.
it kind of got behind the bleachers. I couldn't see exactly what it was. It got a hold of that and jumped off his bat. I thought it was going to go. They said in batting practice, Dimitri was cranking him up there.
They call him meat by accident. He got a lot of pop in his bat. Someone that popped in a kiss over on close ball realized at a younger age he wasn't going to get any taller, and so made the weight room and getting stronger and fortunate. Certainly shows
0-1 is the count with two outs. Runner on first for the Bulldogs. That one's going to be outside for a ball.
Maybe a little closer on the back pick at first base. He'd like to see there from Davis, but he is in safe. Did not slide into the bag. Stuck his foot out there and got under the pad.
1-1 count for Juarez. Here's the pitch. This one's going to be fouled. Corey's on deck for the Bulldogs. Collier's in the hole. Two outs. Looking for a little bit of a rally here as the Bulldogs do have the runner on first, but they're down 5-0 in the bottom of the fourth inning. Here's pitch. That was a great take by Dimitri. He wanted it. I saw him shiver, but it was outside for a ball. I believe the count is 2-2, yes.
Yeah, definitely a ball according to the zone that we've seen most of the day. So good pick for the cut on the pitch right there in the outside
corner. 2-2 count. Two outs, runner on first. Here's the pitch. That one's going to be outside for a ball.
They just will get to start up here with the full count and two outs to get a head start. If it's worse, if it's something anywhere near a gap, I'm going to be able to score a run for the ball.
This is the same set that Coy got into with the full count. That one's going to be high. Davis going to run and slide. It was a ball, so it doesn't matter. So Dimitri gets to first. Bulldogs now have two runners on. Runner on first and second as they send up the senior, Peyton Corey. Corey been another good situational batter for the Bulldogs.
I guess they're going to go out and have a talk with Thomason here. And just first time had multiple runners on base. But that makes you feel like a lot. But if you put something out there now and get even two runs back, it just changes the entire complexion. You still, after those two plays, still looking for your first base hit today.
I think Ira is a team that plays well when they're having fun. It's not fun to show up and get down a 5-0 hole. If they can get a little bit of momentum and help them loosen up just a little bit, I think you'll see the top getting blown off here. Two outs. Bottom of the fourth inning. Runners on first and second. That one's going to be fouled off by Corey.
Seniors here back-to-back, a huge spot for them to make a black clean impression here in their last opportunity to wear the orange and black. Corey really with a big knock here could do a lot of damage.
0-1 pitch, going to be outside for a ball.
Thomason has lost control of that breaking ball. It's either just spinning on the inside and not breaking, or it's breaking so much that it's getting way out into that left-handed batter's box. So, not something to chase right now. See if not been able to find the fourth strike.
1-1 count, two outs. This one's going to be hit by Corey, and it will be a single. Davis rounding third. Corey going to try to make it into a double. He's going to slide in safe, and the Bulldogs are on the board.
There's your senior coming up with the first hit of the day for Iowa, making it a 5-1 game. But, man, it's a little bit harder. It might have gotten a little bit out there into that gap. It was very, very close. But not quite out there to get Juarez home from first. But now Collier with the chance, the two guys in scoring position, and Chester Stokes going to take a visit to the mound here and talk to this guy.
Yeah, all the momentum seems to have shifted towards the Bulldogs in such a way that I have goosebumps.
Yeah, you can point those out. I want you to show me a sunburn or goosebumps, but I'm feeling it too because you just waited all day for a break like that. It's a solid line drive out there. I tell you what, in Iowa, or really probably a ton of the ballparks you're playing in, that ball probably gets close to rolling to the fence. But you've got palatial carpet grass here that's the real thing. It's not artificial turf, but it is so thick that ball just lands and kind of dies. It might have had a nice long run if it had been out in West Texas.
Right.
just like in golf, the longest drives you can hit are the ones that bounce on the cart path. But here, this is like a fairway drive, and right down the middle and sinking into the grass. Yeah, beautiful, natural grass. Collier's going to be the batter for the Bulldogs. Runners on second and third. Ira scores. Now the score is 5-1. Ooh. They're going to say that one touched the outside for a strike one.
Thomason's had the most success. It's right on that corner. He hasn't been there for a while, but he's still fast, though, that corner. That was tough.
Here's the 0-1. That one's going to be outside for a ball.
He's starting to throw him under the backstop, and this is a very, very deep backstop. Not that much distance from the foul line to dugout, but to the backstop, it's way backwards. Might give the Bulldogs a run if he can throw one to the backstop here.
Here's the 1-1. That's going to be a ball, too. So Bulldogs looking to have it. You hate to call it a rally with only one run score, but you had a runner get on with two outs, and now you have runners on second and third. 2-1 is the count. Here's the pitch. Outside for another ball. So Collier just making Thomason pitch to him. Has worked his way ahead in the count 3-1.
Yeah, Matt, he's sitting on the pitch. He wants to see here in a 3-1 count. That's where he's counts on it.
There's the pitch. That one gets past the catcher. Juarez started to go run. Oh, Dimitri.
Similar to Davis earlier, the throwback to third, as Juarez thought about coming home, the catcher did a good job of keeping the ball in front when it rolled up the first baseline, but did not slide into third, just stuck his foot out and made that a little too uncomfortable for everybody. But now with the bases loaded, Franco, it's a huge, huge chance to put Ira right back in the ballgame.
Who really was the first one to get the ball in play for the Bulldogs to start, the number 9 hitter for Ira. But he walks up with the bases loaded. Ira down 5-1. Two outs in the bottom of the fourth inning. Here's the pitch. Inside, over the head. Ball one.
Well, nobody wants to have that ball hit him in the noggin, but goodness gracious, an RBI can't tear it. just nick your helmet there. But Santo, get some encouragement from Coach Goodwin walking on third baseline.
1-0 count. There's the pitch. That one's going to be high for a ball.
Even if you don't scratch here, what you really hope to do, Thomason, I think, has been... Well, that's been cracked a little bit here. He's showing us some signs of not feeling very confident up there right now.
Here's the 2-1. Or 2-0. That one's going to be a called strike. And now the count is 2-1. Two outs, bottom of the fourth inning, Bulldogs with runners, bases loaded. Santos at the plate. That one's going to hit him.
Oh, that's got a jersey, it looked like. He's not asking for a sure look at that ball, the front of his jersey. Coach Goodwin not questioning it, and Santos not saying anything either, but man, it sure looked like it's that good.
Today. For us, it sure did. So 3-1 is the count. That one's going to be outside for ball four. Bulldogs are going to score another run. I've got a mic set up. I think you can hear the crowd. All right. Maybe we're back here. Can you let me know if you can hear us? Getting texted saying I'm out. 1-1 is the count. Here's a pitch from Pena. Swing and a miss. Strike two.
And again, that's just fastball right over the inner half, and way behind it is the hitter number 7. Davidson.
1-2 is the count. Two outs. Ooh, fouled off. I don't even think he meant to swing at that. It looked like it just kind of hit the tip of his bat.
It's about as late as you can be. He hit it with the square part of the bat, and it still went between the on-deck circle and home plate. He was very, very, very late on that fastball.
So 1-2 is the count. Two outs, top of the fifth inning. Here's the 1-2. Call it. Oh, he didn't.
Yeah, breaking ball in the outer half there. That very much looked like he wanted to be called a strike real bad.
You could hear it in the fans. Everybody holding their breath, waiting for the ump to make the signal so they could cheer, but instead it'll be a 2-2 count. Here's a pitch. Swing and a miss.
strike three.
And Jeremy with a big pump of the fist, showing some emotion here as he gets another three up, three down inning. And stays it set for the Bulldogs to get this comeback all the way back here, down 5-3.
Yep, 10 pitches by Jaron that inning by my count. So outside of that second inning where there was just a ton that was hit off of him, those little bloopers that have typically gone to the Bulldogs' gloves, whether it's Hernandez or Claxton at short and second, instead they hit those little blooper runs. And now Jaron seems like himself. He's going to have to finish the game, I think, for the Bulldogs to have their best chance. But you've already forced Chester into their second pitcher. If you can get a hold of, if you can get a hold of Skurok here, put some pitches on him, I don't think they have much hope behind him. You're still down two. You're going to have to put the ball in play and go. But you're also at the top of your order with Claxton, the number two hitter, Castillo on deck, and Hernandez in the hole.
Might be a good sign here. Well, not for the catcher, but Derek has thrown two balls in the dirt, and his catcher bent over looking at him like, come on, man, pull me back here. But he just took one in the chops and is not feeling so great. So Derek not settling in his warm-up pitches. One thing, Ben, I thought was notable about that end of the inning there, Coach Goodwin said a quick word and kind of hustled back over to the third base box. The whole team stayed out independent of any coaches and had a pretty fiery little pep session there. Just showing some real authority, I think, right in the middle of it. Some leadership there from that group. Not needing a coach to get them going, but they're getting going themselves. Really wanting to win this thing.
Absolutely. And seems like they've kind of settled in. I was a little nervous before the game with your first trip to state, and you're at a professional baseball park, and you're dealing with humidity and all of these kind of unknown things, and just enjoying the moment. But it can take a second to kind of settle into your game. And where it seems like Chester, who's also here for the first time, settled in pretty quickly. They kind of lost their footing. We'll see how this inning goes, where the Bulldogs are progressively getting stronger and stronger by the inning. And I wrote down 5-3 as we head to the bottom of the fifth inning.
Hayden Claxton leading off here in the two-hole. Two strikeouts on the day, so your sophomore shortstop due to make some.
All right, should be back live hopefully now. I thought we were live, but Bulldogs looks like they're going to get to the third pitcher in Chester's roster. Chester's coach may be regretting removing his first starter. Bulldogs still sticking with Pena.
And see, you mentioned Brad Davidson, the senior third baseman, has now entered the game as a pitcher. 4-2 on the season. Certainly has the third largest amount of statistics pitchers related to the other two. So dipping into the well now. And I'm sure if you're Coleman Butter, you're thinking, I don't want to use my top three guys in the semifinal. But if you don't get out of the semifinal, it doesn't matter. So he's finally had to make an adjustment here after Waylon Sturrock really struggled out there.
And you said it, and we pointed it out. The Bulldogs have only had two hits. But, man, they're getting the ball in play. And when they start making that contact on those hits, this game is liable to get out of hand for Chester quickly. And you're past the fifth inning.
Even Saturday afternoon and evening, there's going to be 5 and 6 day championship games where balls get booted and plays don't get made. But certainly here at the 1A level, there's somebody out there who doesn't want to field it with the glove for this Chester team. You've got to find it with the swift swing. And right now, if you've got a bases loaded, they're giving you all these runs with the walks and the hit batters. But somebody's just got to be due to go out there and club one at the right guy or into a gap even better for a whole bunch of runs.
And Davis coming in, throws a few warm-up pitches and certainly doesn't seem to have the velocity that the other two were pitching with. He didn't really take a long time to warm up either. He's just ready to go.
A Yellow Jacket head coach Coleman Butter grabbed the infielders as he walked off the field. Probably smart here for the Bulldogs just to make sure that there's no nonsense trying to get it out on the bases somewhere and help get out of this tough spot that the Yellow Jackets are in, the bases loaded and one out.
Up to bat for the Bulldogs is going to be Collier, the sophomore. Here's pitch. Called, strike one.
Just a lazy curveball he throws over the inner half of the plate there for his first pitch.
0-1 is the count, one out. bases loaded for the Bulldogs. The game is all tied up, 5-5. That one's going to be outside for a ball. I got notification that we're back live, but just the Bulldogs, sorry you've missed it if you haven't been able to hear us, on a great rally here in the fourth and fifth innings. Worked their way back from a 5-0 score. Now it's tied 5-5. They've got runners on all of the bases. And Collier with a 1-1 count. That one's going to be foul.
Looked like the first time Davidson threw a fastball. The first two pitches were breaking balls, and so he might be a guy that prefers his curveball to throwing anything else.
1-2 is the count. Here's the pitch. Foul ball.
Nope, I think it's just a strike, and the ball gets through to the backstop. Catcher can't find it.
Collier, if he can get to first, there's nobody on first. The Bulldogs are going to score two runs. Collier's going to be safe. I know they're going to call Collier out. But the Bulldogs are going to score at least two runs on it.
I can't tell if the catcher's arguing or mad at himself, but umpire never signaled foul. He signaled the strike, and he stepped out of the way, and the ball rolled to the backstop. Actually, catcher never left home plate. Pitcher and first baseman that ran all the way to the backstop to retrieve that baseball, but by then the Bulldogs already scored third, and now still scored two,
and also have a runner at third. They are going to call Collier out at first. So now there's two outs for the Bulldogs. They've got a runner on third, but now they are leading 7-5. This one's going to be hit by Santos down the first base line. First baseman gets it, catches it, and that'll be out number three. So huge inning by the Bulldogs. Four runs in the bottom of the fifth inning puts Ira in the lead 7-5 as we head to the top of the sixth inning. I want to say thanks to our sponsors and run through a few of these broadcasts. Thank you to Ira Pump. Call Ira Pump for your supplies on all your downhole pump and oil field needs, serving the oil and gas industry since 1972. Give us a call for all your oil and gas needs. IHOS, for all your oil field needs, contact us at IHOS, proudly supporting the Ira Bulldogs. Dana and William Forey, proud supporters of the Bulldogs. Cinco Bar Spraying, aerial application of chemicals for brush, wheat, and cotton, pesticides, herbicides, fertilization, and weed control. Laura's Furniture. Stop in and see our supply of furniture. Go Bulldogs. Ira Baptist Church exists to glorify God by making disciples through gospel-centered preaching, teaching, worship, community service, and multiplication. For more information, visit fbcira.com or Facebook at Ira Baptist. Pena back in for the Bulldogs. No changes to the order as he's getting his last few pitches in to warm up. Again, all the momentum seemed to be with Chester for the first three innings, but the last two innings, it really shifted back to Ira. And Bulldogs now leading 7-5 at the top of the sixth.
Big good test of Jaron Pena's mettle here, because not only has there been a kind of emotional swing here that can kind of take you up and down, get that heart rate up, but he also now sat through that entire inning watching his teammates bat, got on deck as he was the last batter to be out in the last inning, so he was the only Iowa Bulldog not to get to the plate in the lineup there. He's been standing around for quite a while. We'll see if he can keep everything in check here and find the strike zone.
And knowing Jaron, that eats him alive. He stood there and was the only one who didn't get to bat at the game. And so I imagine he's going to come out here with some fiery velocity as he's going to face Dilzo, the number eight batter for Chester.
Taking a little extra time here before he steps up to the mound, stretching out his right hamstring. Looks like maybe got a little tight there in that inning, trying to loosen up here and get his right leg a little stretched out.
Top of the sixth, Bulldogs leading the Yellow Jackets 5-7. Here's the first batter of the inning. The pitch from Pena. Strike one.
That'd be maybe the first time that Blue has missed off the tape a little bit, maybe just a little bit outside there, but that's a great place to live here in Pena. Just keep putting it right there on the outside corner.
Here's the 0-1 pitch. Called strike two.
I think you heard me. Fastball piped right over the outside black of the home plate. Got the hitter here in 0-2 hole.
Here's pitch from Pena.
Swing and a miss. Strike three. Well, there's the answer to my question. I think he's pretty tuned up. That long wait there in the last inning did not affect him at all. Good evening. Good evening, good evening. Yeah, three in a row and he's gone.
It's almost like the Bulldogs started the game in the fourth inning as opposed to the first inning. They've dug their way out of the hole, and now Jaron, pitching like himself, three pitches, three strikes, one batter down, one out, top of the sixth inning, Bulldogs leading 5-7. Here's the pitch from Pena. Oh, strike one, four pitches, four strikes. He is feeling it right now.
Just wearing out the settings down here in the top of the plate.
Here's the 0-1.
Swing and a miss. Strike two. Nine-hole hitter here. As a pitching coach, sometimes you'd like to see a ball in the dirt or something off the plate, but I think Pena should go after him.
That one inside and high as I drop my pin.
My bad. I broke the string, grabbed my pen. That was a ball from Jaron. So now the batter's got a 1-2 count. There's one out in the top of the sixth inning. Batter taking a really long step out of the box. If this was college pro ball, he'd probably get a strike call on it. Low.
All right. Hopefully we're back again. I don't know what is going on with audio sports stuff, but it's on their end of things that are causing us to not be heard. Pena pitching. He's got the count even at 2-2 with one out in the top of the sixth inning. Here's a 2-2. Oh, strike three.
Pretty, pretty breaking ball there right over the inner half of the plate. Snuck in there and just had a nine-hole hitter as a frozen pizza there. But back to the top of the order now for Chester down to the final four outs. And they need number three, Johnson, to get something going for him.
He has hit well. He was the first batter up. He hit the first pitch of the game over the head of Aiden to get a run, and I think that's the momentum that carried Chester for a good while. Here's the pitch. Swing and a strike one.
Johnson almost kind of reminds you of a Japanese-style hitter. He kind of steps out of the box from the left side and waving at it, but looks like he just wants to put it in play and use his speed to get to first base. Not a guy that looks like he's going to really drive one deep anywhere.
It was a ball, so now he's got a 1-1 count as Pena steps off the back of the mound to collect himself. Here's the 1-1 pitch. This one's going to be hit to left field. Campbell running to get underneath it. It's going to make a catch. Three out for the Bulldogs as they head to the bottom of the sixth inning, leading 5-7. All right, I want to say thanks to the sponsors for this broadcast, Global Wealth Advisors. See our website at gwadvisors.net, member FINRA SIPC. Pump Specialist and Thunderbird Services, Pump Specialist, contact for all your oil field needs in West Texas. Go Bulldogs and bring it home. Thunderbird Services, contact for all your downhole and well service needs. Finish it, Bulldogs. Miss Kitty's Freeze-Dried Sweets and Treats, proudly supporting the Ira Bulldogs. Taylor family, go win it, boys. We are proud of you. Dunn Farms, family farm with five generations attending Ira ISD. Let's go, Bulldogs. Get to the 50-yard line. Doug and Susie White are lifetime people of the Ira community. They're second-generation graduates with two more generations graduating from Ira. They're strong supporters of the school and community. Proud to be a Bulldog. Cruz Patio and Station. Cruz Patio and Station is located in the middle of Ira and thus in the middle of the world on Highway 350. Pumps are open and available 24 hours a day with snacks and beverages on the patio, also available all day
every day.
Neil Diamond getting his two cents in here, and one side of the stands certainly more active in singing along with Neil than the other. And the Irish faithful are fired up, as they should be, taking a two-run lead into the bottom of the sixth here, but the chance to pile on it. And again, the body language of Chest is just totally different than it was early. Just a chance here for the top of the order and Jaron Payne and the rest of the Bulldog lineup to really, really bury these guys and create some insurance here in the bottom of the sixth.
It will be Pena up to bat for the Bulldogs first, the only guy who didn't get to bat in the last inning. And Jaron 0-for-2 tonight. Let's look for him to break that here. Bulldogs lead in the bottom of the sixth, 7-5. Here's the pitch. Outside, four ball.
Yeah, man, I don't know how much, I haven't seen this team a few times, how much they've seen of the breaking ball this year against a lot of their opponents, but it sure seems like number 7 Davidson here does not like fastball. He just needs to throw a lot of curveballs up there.
Yeah, he's, and there's not much velocity, and maybe that's why he's staying away from his fastball. Here's the 1-0. Fouled off. Pena wanted a piece of that one.
Got it straight back. He just barely missed him in that one a long way. Left fielder playing pretty deep here against Pena, but center field and right field, really only about maybe 55% of the way to the fence. I think Jaron could make them pay for that possibly.
Here's a 1-1, and it's going to be fouled off.
Jaron sat back on another curveball there and just a little bit off of it, but he's ready to see another one.
Here's the 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss, strike three. Uncharacteristic for Jaron, wanting to get a hold of it and do something, but...
Dan, I'm not even sure if that was a... curveball, that almost looked like he might have thrown a two-strike knuckleball up there. It didn't really break so much. It just floated, and Jaron had a hard time waiting for almost an easy pitch there. Very, very slow.
It was. That'll send up Claxton to bat for the Bulldogs. Here's the pitch. Called. Strike one.
Another curveball. Yeah, not a lot of velocity, but the difference between Davidson and Sturridge is that Davidson's finding the strike zone, and Chester could have used this a couple innings ago for sure.
Here's the 0-1. It's going to be low for a ball. The 0-1 is the count. Here's this one's going to be hit. I think the count's actually 1-1, and that one's going to be foul for a strike. It's going to be... 1-2 count, I believe.
Yeah, kind of a defensive two-strike swing there and a one-strike count from Claxton. He just threw his bat at an outside hit.
Here's the 1-2. Claxton gets it, hits it towards short. Shortstop gets it, fields it to first. Pulls the first baseman off, and he drops the ball. Claxton's going to be safe. You mentioned finding the weak link in the defense, and maybe the Bulldogs have found it in the first baseman. A little bit of a high throw by the shortstop, but he would have had it had he not dropped it.
He reached up and grabbed it, and I think he was concerned about whether he was going to come down on the bag, so he took his eye off the ball just a little too soon to think about tagging Aiden Claxton, and in the meantime, just threw the ball down.
So that's going to bring up the senior Castillo for the Bulldogs. We have one out in the bottom of the sixth inning, leading 5-7. Here's pitch. Inside.
And Castillo stayed right on that breaking ball. Gave it a chance to hit him. It's not quite far enough inside to advance to first.
Close enough to shave maybe some of his leg hairs, but not close enough to get him to first. Castillo gets this one, hits it to right field. Claxton's got some wheels. He's going to get 2-3rd on it.
Oh, wow.
Woo!
I tell you what, a couple of things there. First of all, a kind of a high, rainbowy throw from the right fielder. Oh, the ball's been thrown away. Oh, we have time.
Coach Goodwin just called time.
Oh, goodness. pitcher was not watching. Third baseman threw the ball to him, and it rolled all the way to the first base dugout. But Coach Jovan putting a significant stop sign over there at third base, wanting Aiden Claxton to stay at second base. Claxton, I don't think, picked up that sign and took off for third. He must have slid around the tag because it sure looked like he was out by a couple of feet there on that throw that was kind of a rainbow, but it got all the way to third base on the fly.
And the Bulldogs going to do a courtesy runner for Castillo, the catcher. It'll be Jonah who comes into the game. And then the Chester coach wants to talk to the third base, the blue, about, hey, how is he not tagged? Or maybe it's, why is he on second when there was a timeout call?
And I don't know whether Castillo tried to advance to second on the throw or not. I wasn't watching the backside of that play until the ball was thrown to the dugout. But may also be questioning just how in the world Aiden Claxton stays at third base. The throw certainly beat him, but Claxton slid to the outfield side of the bag and may have snuck around that play. We're talking about the play of timing of the time call at this point.
Yes, again, this is a homer broadcast for Iowa, so obviously time was not called.
Ironically, third base umpire, and these guys just come from who knows where. It's an honor to be chosen from a chapter anywhere in the state to be the umpiring crew, but he has probably been a part of more than he wanted to be today. Arguably the most pivotal play of the game there, with no outs and the bases loaded on a ball he called fair, that then ultimately went to be called foul. Might have been the most important spot that we've seen so far in this ballgame.
So one out, bottom of the sixth inning, Bulldogs down seven, or up 7-5, and it'll be Hernandez, the junior, up to bat for Ira. They're going to check on Claxton at third. They're not going to check very hard.
Interesting also, the Chester infield playing at normal depth here, but then at the second and third, they're not trying to cut the run with only one out from scoring from third base and Aiden Claxton.
Inside. Four ball.
And that makes Raiden Hernandez's job a lot easier. All you got to do is just hit a ground ball somewhere, and you're going to score a run. Not as complicated as the seven fielders up on the different grass.
Here's the 1-0 for another ball. Two-oh is the count. Bottom of the sixth inning. Bulldogs with runners on second and third, leading 7-5. Here's pitch. Hernandez gets this one, hits it to left center field. It's going to fall fair way back at the track. Bulldogs going to score one. They're going to score two, and Hernandez is going to have a stand-up double.
Yep, Braden was not interested in any ground balls anywhere. He said, I'll just put a double into the gap and score two runs. Ira now up 9-5, brings up Christian Coy with a runner in scoring position, but it is hard to imagine watching the nine that are out there in white for Chester right now having the gumption to come back, because they look like this ball game's already over.
I mean, that, and Hernandez hit that perfectly right in between the center fielder and the left fielder. It landed, and it took them a hot minute before they could get the ball back in. So now you've got Coy up to bat with one out, bottom of the sixth inning. Now we're leading 9-5 now. Swing and a miss, strike.
It rarely lasts a whole ball game that baseball doesn't even itself out. And certainly all those numbers and weekly hit balls that got guys on base to Chester early, now the holes are starting to be found by the Bulldogs and evening all the breaks.
Absolutely. 0-1 pitch is going to be a ball. Davidson, the third pitcher for Chester.
There's a lot of folks back in Lubbock, Monterey right now, big Bulldogs fans.
Hey.
Kind of sucks listening to the broadcast here. Shout out to those guys. Exciting stuff here at Round Rock.
1-1 pitch. Going to be hit by Coy right up the middle. Shortstop goes under his way. Coy's going to be safe. Hernandez rounds to go home. Chester still hasn't picked up the ball. The center fielder grabs it. Hernandez jets from second all the way home for the Bulldogs to score another run.
Man, it's not going to make the newspaper, but a great job of base running by Raiden Hernandez. He never took his eyes off of Toby Goodwin in the third base box, and as soon as Coach Goodwin saw that ball get away, there was never any hesitation from Raiden. He just kept trucking and scored easily there. You've got And we got guys slotting in the outfield. We got guys,
body language of the Yellow Jackets is not good. Not good right now. And if you're a Bulldog fan, you don't mind it. Don't mind it a lick.
Well, that run right there was because the Yellow Jackets were defeated. That ball went right up the middle. It went under the shortstop's glove. And as soon as it did, he ducked his head. The center fielder did not cover like he was supposed to. Raiden ran from second to home before the ball was picked up off the ground. And it was just on the backside of the dirt in the center field.
Yep. Five-run lead, highly underrated in baseball. Not that I don't think anyone's going to take a ball out of this park for a grand slam, but now one swing of the bat cannot come back for Chester. They've got now a double their run scored so far today of a deficit they have to come back from, and a really hot grand slam they're going to have to face in the bottom of the seventh. The Bulldogs aren't done here with one out and a runner at first.
You've got Juarez, the senior, up to bat. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss.
Try. Now, Christian Coy already was pinch run for and then re-entered first, so big fella's going to have to run for himself this time around, but certainly a good ball and a gap still go a long way here. And Dimitri Steinberg's kind of got to make that happen.
Here's the 0-1. Outside for a ball. The discipline of the Bulldog hitters has been something I've noticed throughout the playoff run. Is they just, you don't see a lot of swings at really bad balls. They force the pitcher to pitch, and in 1A, that'll get you a long way down the road. 1-1 is the count. High for a ball.
And you start thinking about tomorrow, and maybe Coach Gilman will say, don't do that, man, but I'm not in the coaching box. But I can say this to change that. Big ace for Fayetteville through 52 pitches today. So he'll have a whole bunch available still to throw tomorrow in a championship game. You'd like to see Chester keep throwing strikes here so your bats can stay loose and stay hot and just be ready for a championship game should you hold on to this lead here at 10-5.
Dimitri's worked his way to a 3-1 count. Gets that one, hits it towards shortstop. Coy running to second, he'll be out, but Dimitri will be safe at first.
Really no effort there made at all to try to turn through. All the momentum on the side of the Bulldogs.
Maybe a little scared to throw it towards the first baseman who's had multiple errors and advanced the Bulldogs quite a bit. It'll be the 7 hitter for the Bulldogs. That's Aiden Forey, the senior. Two out, bottom of the sixth inning. Ira leading 10-5. Here's pitch. Corey gets this one. He's going to pop it up high. And it's going to be caught as a pop fly out or a foul ball out. So that will end the sixth inning. The Bulldogs started the game in a 5-0 hole and have battled back the last three innings to score 3 in the fourth, 4 in the fifth, and 3 in the sixth to take a 10-5 lead. I want to say thanks to the sponsors. Just like our Ira Bulldogs, your health and family deserve top-notch care. At Cogdell Hospital and Family Clinic, we're here to help you every step of the way. Whether you're expecting a new addition to your family, need a checkup for the kids, or specialized care for grandparents, we've got you covered. Our full OB service is designed to support you from pregnancy through delivery, ensuring both mom and baby are in good hands. At Cogdell Hospital and Family Clinic, we're committed to helping your family grow and thrive. Our state-of-the-art medical services mean you get the best care right here at home, from advanced diagnostics to compassionate family care. We've got everything you need under one roof. With multiple providers to choose from, you can find the perfect fit for your family's medical needs. Our team of experienced doctors, nurses, specialists, they are ready to take care of you with personalized, high-quality care right here in Snyder. So while you're cheering on the Ira Bulldogs, remember that we're cheering for you and your family's health. Visit Cogdell Hospital and Family Clinic for your health. Is our victory. Chuck Barbie was telling me that he had trouble sleeping last night. He was excited, and so I offered to send him my sermons because they've been numb to put plenty of people to sleep.
Well, you must have been reading my mind because you're hitting on something that now my mind is turning to. Because this game got pushed to a 3 o'clock start from a noon start, championship game tomorrow morning is at 9 a.m.
Yes.
And these guys are going to be full of adrenaline for a good long while here. Should you just go ahead and finish and take care of business here? You're going to have to go get a meal in you, calm down, get some fluids in you, and rest. And that might be hard to do for these young men because This has been an emotional, big-time swing, exciting turn of events here in the late innings of the semifinals.
Well, I have 5.5 years worth of expository sermons for them to go listen to.
Get the Ecclesiastes.
No, I've got Genesis.
That's down the mood in a hurry.
Well, I can go there. I've got 5 on Lamentations that'll do it.
There you go.
Bulldog's going to send Pena back to the mound just to finish the game out, not get fancy. Just throw your ace out there and get to the championship game with your best chance. Bulldog's leading by 5. And again, top of the 7th inning, so if the Bulldogs can get out of here, it's game over. Here's the pitch from Pena. This one's going to be hit high towards the infield. Claxton's going to run underneath it and make the catch. Out. Number 1.
1 pitch, 1 out. Man, what an efficient last few innings Jaron Pena has had. Just pepper in the strike zone, getting the ball in play, of course, striking guys out. And you like to see what you saw from the sophomore shortstop in Claxton. Took charge as the shortstop. He's the commander of the infield. He went and made that play. Nobody else even had to mess with trying to get under that baseball.
Yeah, and by my count, which again is not the official count, Jaron's up to around 95, so you really need him to, if you can get him through this game and not have to dip into your bullpen at all, I think you're going to count that as a victory.
Well, real pro would show up on time, number 1, but number 2, they would also have a scorebook here, and I did not do that as I should have, but if I'm not wrong, 8 straight batters now retired by Jaron.
1 out, top of the 7th inning, Bulldogs leading 10-5. Batter gets ready to bunt. Pulls back. It's going to be a ball.
I'll do better tomorrow, Ben. I will not schedule a meeting with the construction company right on top of the state semifinal. I will not do that in the championship game.
We are grateful you're here, and when you are at a small school, you wear many hats. Here's 0-1.
Oh, beautiful pitch.
1-0. That's going to be a strike for a 1-1 count.
He has not lost an ounce of velocity here. I don't think that's the proper term. Sorry, Mitch Rubin's back at home, but fastball right over that corner. And follows it up with a beautiful breaking ball now for 2 strikes.
The 2-1 is the count, I believe. Yep, they got it right on the board now. 1 out, top of the 7th inning. The number 3 batter up for Chester. Here's the pitch. Oh, just going to be a bit high for a ball.
Jaron threw his hat off. He threw that one so hard there. But I don't mind a 2-strike pitch that gets up high and outside. Give a guy a chance to chase it and put himself out. Not a bad thing right there.
2-2 count for the Bulldogs, or for the batter. Swing. This one's going to be put in play. A grounder to shallow left field picked up by Campbell. So it'll be a single. That may be it for Pena.
Your first base runner since the 4th inning there at Chester. So very efficient run here for Jaron Pena.
Yeah, Coach Goodwin going to go and get Pena. We'll see who he dabs in.
Got a manager running out sunglasses to somebody. Or maybe not.
Claxton will come in, the number 2 pitcher for the Bulldogs, to try to close out the game here. Good deal. Jaron, phenomenal pitcher and a junior for the Bulldogs, so huge there for Ira. Now the sophomore Claxton's going to come in, who's also pitched phenomenally this season. Let me read some of these ads off real quick so we can make sure we get everybody covered. Redbird Boutique, stuck by Redbird Boutique in Colorado City to see an assortment of gift ideas. Proud supporters of the Ira Bulldogs. Summer McCallum Photography. For all of your school and sports photography, contact Summer McCallum. Ira Testers. For all your testing needs, call Ira Testers, proud supporters of Ira Bulldogs. The Bulldog Cafe. Stop in and eat with us at the Bulldog Cafe. Great food and proud supporters of the Ira Bulldogs. Good luck at state. Just say that green chili burger is lethal.
I've heard a lot about Fish Friday.
Yes.
I'm going to have to go check out that on a Friday night. The only evening that Bulldog Cafe is open. Is that correct?
Yeah, only Friday evenings will stay open, but you can get all you can eat catfish.
Right in the neighborhood. I'm going to have to go check it out here very soon.
Perception Vac Services, the family-owned vacuum trucking company servicing Scurry County and the surrounding areas. Located in Ira, Texas, across from Bulldog Corner, call or text to schedule a job at 325-436-3641. That's 325-436-3641.
Coach Goodwin going in to
talk to the infield here just a little bit. And as Claxton continues warming up, he's going to have the number four hitter, Sturrock, who is the number two pitcher for Chester. And Bulldogs 2 outs away from ending this game and heading to the state championship game tomorrow.
7-0 record on the year for the number two starter for the Bulldogs.
Of course, I guess when you're undefeated, everybody is undefeated.
Right.
Pitcher, you and Raiden Hernandez down there at 4-0. But the key here is simple for Raiden Claxton. You got a 5-run lead. There's only one runner on base. Put the ball over the plate and make these Chester hitters get themselves on base. You know, help them out. Lots and lots of strikes is what you need from the sophomore shortstop turn reliever here.
Off of the seventh inning, Bulldogs leading 10-5 with one out. Here's pitch. This one's going to be hit to left field. Campbell getting underneath it. Oh, sorry, Collier from center field gets over. Bulldogs probably is fortunate there to avoid a collision. Campbell was under it, and then Collier from center ran over and was able to, like, just snatch it almost over the head of Swade. No harm, no foul. Two outs for the Bulldogs. One pitch for Claxton. A runner on first. Top of the seventh inning. Bulldogs leading 5-10. One out away from heading to the state finals.
Great hustle there from the sophomore Collier. Campbell, I think, maybe misread that one a little bit, got underneath it too much, and didn't have the depth he needed, and Collier hustled all the way over there, really into almost left field to make the grab.
Here's the pitch. Oh, strike one. Oh, 1 count. Here's the pitch. Outside for a ball.
Hey, Ben, what's so impressive for a team that I don't think has been in the spotlight? They've had some slow starts, but they haven't been down 5-0 all year long.
I don't think, anyway.
Or played 7-inning games.
Yeah, he even had to stretch one out to respond to that. That's one thing Coach Goodman, in fact, texted me last night. He said, it's one thing we will not respond poorly to adversity. And that has been proven today. This group has responded in what could have been a really dour moment and come back greatly.
1-1 count now for the batter. Here's it. Hits this one to third base. It's caught by Santos. Your Ira Bulldogs are heading to the state finals.
Big mom around Santos as the guys pour out of the dugout. Big hug from Castillo to his starter and Jaron Pena, who pitched just an outstanding ball game today for the Bulldogs. 10-5, your final. Head to the state championship game, Ben.
Absolutely. That means we will be with you tomorrow at 9 a.m. So set your clock, wake up, make sure you get your good cup of coffee. We'll be with you live. Hopefully we won't have as many technical issues. I'll try to sort that out this evening as your Iowa Bulldogs will take on the Fayetteville
Panthers, maybe? I will investigate. I should know this.
They'll take on Fayetteville, who had an ace. Fayetteville won their first game in a run rule against Abbott. So the Bulldogs.
The Lions.
Lions. The Fayetteville Lions. So, again, may work out in the Bulldogs' favor that Claxton had to come in at the end. I imagine he'll be your starter tomorrow. And getting to get on the mound in the top of the seventh inning and put the game away has got to make you feel a little bit of confidence. And if the Bulldogs can come out tomorrow, unlike they came out today and not have a hole to dig in, this team very well could be a state champion.
I would anticipate you'll see the sophomore Jack Schley, 18 runs scored in the first three innings, but they allowed them to pull him from the game with only 52 pitches. He will have another 60-some-odd pitches to throw tomorrow. I'd be shocked if Fayetteville does not take their sophomore stud and put him up against you to begin the ball game tomorrow morning.
And I watched that game, and he reminds me a lot of Jaron. There's not a lot of flair. There's not a lot of breaking balls. It's just straight over the plate power. And, you know, maybe it helps to have Jaron on your team that you're used to facing with that.
That should be sophomore on sophomore tomorrow, so a lot of pressure on the youngsters. But as always, at state tournament, the Bulldogs lining up at the third baseline to honor the team from Chester. Chester will receive their state medal for having made it to this point. Bummer for them and for their fans and all their families, but and that sure is a lot more fun to be on this side of the dugout there right now than on that side.
Absolutely. And so, again, we'll go ahead and sign off here in just a minute. We'll be with you live again for free tomorrow at 9 a.m. If you want to watch the game, you can do that at NFHS.
There's going to always be scammers. Don't buy into their scams. The only one that can live stream the game is NFHS. You have to pay for the subscription to do that. Or if you don't want to pay for it and you want to listen to us, we'll be here with you 9 a.m. as your Ira Bulldogs are going to take on the Fayetteville Lions for the state championship game. You got anything else, Mr. Luff?
I'll be back tomorrow, and I can't wait to see it, man. What a fun first ride. 3 days as superintendent, and I'm getting to watch the Ira Bulldogs in the state championship game. Is it always like this?
It is now.
I love it. Let's keep it going.
Absolutely. All right, Ben Moore signing off with Garrett Luff. We'll see you tomorrow.